absolutely delighted tonight. You know, it's a brilliant venue again and another great card to be under, and to come away with another TKO victory was a great night all around for me.
He was a durable enough customer, Jason. You give him a fair bit of punishment over the three rounds.
Yeah, you know, he took some heavy shots, and I just had to be careful too that I didn't outpunch myself and get tired or anything. So I was picking my shots well, and the right hand was working lovely, which opened up a brave cut over his eye, you know. So no, everything went to plan. You know, the first round was getting in there, getting used to it, and coming to the near the end of the second, I really felt very comfortable, and my shots started flowing out nicely. And then he just didn't come out at the end of the third.
Yeah, I suppose once you did settle, it was a comfortable enough three rounds for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it just took me that wee bit of time to settle in the first round. And after that there, everything started flowing nice. I started using my jab, and it was setting up my backhand. It was setting everything up for me. And I felt really relaxed and comfortable in there, and absolutely delighted with the one.
We've seen a bit of footage of that shot just right kind of near the end of the third round. Talk us through that one.
Well, you know, it was, as it says, it was the jab that was opening him up. I was a lot faster than him, and the backhand was landing every time I threw it, you know. So I think I caught him a nice right hand, and then I caught him one right away after him, which opened up the cut. And it's always great to see you can do damage with some of your shots.
Your debut was a win after 82 seconds. This one after three rounds, Jason. Good to get, I suppose, a bit of distance in the fight.
Oh yeah, you know, of course it's great to get a few rounds under your belt, but you know, if you can take these guys out of there early, you're going to do it, because I put in all the hard work in the gym, I put in all the hard work in sparring. You know, I'm ready for 6 rounds, 8 rounds, 10 rounds, 12 rounds, whenever they come, I'm going to be ready for them no matter what. So if I can get the guy out of there early, I'm going to do it, of course. But I'm always 110% ready and focused and ready to go the distance at any time.
And there was a bit of change to the running order tonight, and I suppose before those three world title bouts, the last man in was Jason Quigley.
Yeah, you know, that's what it's all about out here. Like, this is another reason why we're out here, because, you know, you have to get used to these things, and, you know, you're on Showtime TV, it's one of the biggest channels you can get, and, you know, you're in the change rooms warming up with world champions, and the experience is just unbelievable. And as he says too, the change of timing and everything like that, you know, I was meant to be on and then the TV time changed, so I had to sit back and relax and get warmed up again, you know. And that's all a part of learning, and it's all experience, you know. But it's just great to be able to deal with it and get in there and get the W.
And of course, big supporters, we talked about the last day back at home, and we get word back tonight from Balboa Fay and the bars around the town, Barca and McGuigan's, I think in particular, had the fight shown on TV, and big crowds on watching, Jason.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. I can't say how much it means to me, you know the support that I have back at home. It's great. You're a long way from home out here, and to know that the people that you have back at home are really behind you 110%, it's massive, and I'm so appreciative for it. You know, and just hope they keep following me and keep racking up the W's.
Yeah, and a good few Irish fans here as well tonight.
That's right. You know, I was coming out, and I think it was when I was walking into the change rooms and everything, I looked up to the crowd and I seen you all up there with your Jason Quigley tops and a load of Irish tops and everything on you. You know, it was great to see a great crowd, and you know, it makes it feel that wee bit more at home when you see the likes of the Irish tops up in the crowd and them roaring and cheering you on, because I'm not too far from Mexico here, and the guy I was fighting from was Mexican, you know, so he had a bit of support here as well. You know, it was great to have the Irish support as well.